Welcome back to another episode of Experiment 301. I am your host, Brother Beloved, also known as Kevin K. Pierce. My guest today has been doing great work in his community since we recorded this past episode, and we didn't get a chance to discuss it during both parts of the interview, so I wanted to highlight the organization he's been working for before we get started. That organization being Lifting Our Voices. Lifting Our Voices aims to combat hunger and voter suppression by the collection and archiving of oral history for the establishment and preservation of a more beloved community. Their first official initiative was the sandwich run, where they were able to feed over 6,300 people since late May in four major cities. Their ongoing program is a clothing / toiletry drive, where they've already collected over 1,000 articles of clothing and hundreds of items of toiletries to distribute back into their communities. And they're in the beginning stages of their third initiative for voter registration. So how can you help? They're accepting mail-in items such as clothes, toiletries, non-perishable foods, snacks, water, paper bags, sandwich bags, and all other items of the sort. Also, they're taking thoughtful note cards and messages that will be included in every bag. Monetary donations can be made via PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. For more information, contact the Lifting Our Voices Instagram page and the AUC Sandwich Run Instagram page. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of Experiment 301. I'm your host, Brother Beloved, also known as Kevin Pierce. I have a very, very special guest with you today, ladies and gentlemen. I love this man's story. I love everything he stands for. I love everything he represents. I love what he does now. I love where he came from. Everything about this man, I feel like. People that look like me, people that look like him, need to hear this story, especially at a young age, to know stories of resilience and just redemption and getting shit done. Not letting your where you come from define where you're going and all that shit. Everything we should strive for as people. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to the good brother, Noah McQueen. How you doing today, my man?
What's going on, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm wonderful, man. I'm happy. Even better to have you here. So we're going to start from the beginning and kind of work our way up to where you are now in 2020. But before we do that, how's the family during the coronavirus? How's the quarantine?
Interesting to hear how they're dealing with, you know, the virus, and they're all like front, you know, as far as like working in, you know, DeVito, working, and my grandmother works in a mental hospital as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's crazy, man, but, you know, I'm blessed that they're safe. I'm blessed that, you know, the family has been, you know, sticking together very, very well through this time, and I have babies in my family, so they're healthy, and it's cool, man. I mean,
there we go, there we go. And definitely a special thank you to your mother and grandmother and your sister, I believe you said, all of them. And everyone on the front line, our essential workers, we hope to honor you as much as we can. And hopefully we get some compensation for you guys for what you guys are doing during this time. Like, whatever compensation they get now, they need to, like, quadruple that. Because right now, it's crazy in there.
You know, you're doing that in New York. The nurses, I think, in New York.
As they should, double it.
I might say
that's just the start of where we should be going. So, shout out to the family, shout out to all them. So, now we're going to rewind the clock. The year is 1996, if I know correctly.
Yeah.
A young Noah McQueen is born to who, where, and when?
Columbia Hospital, which is not a thing anymore in DC.
Mm-hmm.
Star McQueen, Dad Charles Smith. yeah, man. So I'm the second oldest on both sides. So my five oldest on my mom's side, my oldest on my dad's side. And I'm 14 months older, or younger than my oldest sister, Dad Destiny. And I have two sisters, my mom. Three sisters now. My mom, like I said, is a newborn, and I have five sisters from my dad.
There we go. Are you the only boy?
Four or five. Yeah, I'm the only boy.
Wow. So that's, did I count eight girls around you?
Yes.
Woo.
Eight. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
So you just never were able to get to the bathroom in growing up your entire life. It was just a dud for you. You just like, look, I'll pee outside. Like, it's clearly.
You learn how to manage certain times, situations, certain days of life when you just you take your shower and or get ready the night before, or you just, you know, it also makes you very considerate of, like, you know, 1 minute you're always, all right, your 15 minutes, your 30 minutes, you're I'm about to be ready. You really mean live for 2 hours, or you make a plan, make them with a large window, maybe like a 2-2.5 hour window.
There we go. Maybe you're able to plan, maybe able to get back inside. So let's get into early life. You grow up in D.C. Until when?
So I went to like a number of schools. Like I went to, I did live in D.C. for a while, PG County for a while, Arlington County for a while, North Carolina for a while.
And why was the moving around? Just moving around sake? Was it family? What was going on?
I can name about 9 out of 10 of the middle schools I went to.
Did you say 9 or 10?
Yeah, I can get up to like 8 or 9 confident, you know what I mean? Like knowing the middle schools, and then like it's kind of like, I know it's probably like 10 though. I think it's like 10 because like I wanted to, I don't think I was there long enough to like really remember the name. And I've been trying to figure this out for a while. But,
so I'm not going to ask you to rattle off all 10, but there's one in particular. That we met at Kettering Middle School. How long were you there? Because I'm trying to think of the timeline of how long you were at Kettering and how there were 9 other schools involved there.
Yeah, so I got kicked out of Kettering Elementary.
Mm.
At the Kettering Middle. I think I was at Kettering Middle, like, 7th grade. I think I was 7th grade. You might have a better memory of me. I think it was 7th grade because I remember, okay, so 6th grade, boom. I remember, I think I was at Randall Highlands. So they had like 5th, 6th grade. I was in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And I went over to Wynnewood, I think. I was in Wynnewood in Riverdale. Then I went over to MLK in Greenville. And then...
Is it getting kicked out of all the schools? Is it moving? What's going on? It's a different reason every time.
Yeah, so like my mom, I remember one time I was moving, like I remember my mom's like getting a nice like extra bags, you know what I'm saying, about the dip, we're gonna come back. And then like we never come back. So like, you know what I mean? And that's when we ended up moving to North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Being in the car, you know, waking up like, yo, we in North Carolina, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Oof. Like,
you just woke up in another state and didn't ask any questions.
Bro, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, yo, like, all right, we'll pack some stuff and y'all, I mean, we're really good. You know what I'm saying? We're really good, you say. And yeah, man, so that's when it's kind of like the timeline kind of overlaps and get froggy because, I, like I said, I can talk about Wynnewood, but then it's the schools down there, but then I came back to live with my grandmother. And then that's when Kettering happened.
Okay. So after getting kicked out of Kettering Elementary, how'd you get into Kettering Middle?
Zoning. We were living, because it's funny, because like, I remember people from Kettering Elementary, and they remember me. And then like, I remember like, some of the stuff I did at Kettering Elementary. And I remember like, the teachers, I seen some of my teachers recently. But like, they hit me up online. And I remember one of the teachers, like, I was seeing her, like, at Wise, like, graduated from. She, like, the other way. Like, she, like, nervous to see me. And, like, kind of, like, I ain't gonna say scared, but she acted like, she, I'm like, bro, like, I don't know what you think I've been on the last couple of years. I can see why you think I was on, like, on that type of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing very well for myself. And it's like, you know, you got to look together. But, you know, the timeline overlap, like, I got some of the folks down one day and just like, bro, like, let me tell you what, I remember stuff. Explain to me what was the timeline, what was these schools? I remember, like, some school I was at for 2-3 days. Some school I was at, you know what I'm saying, a month. Some school I was just like, it's just one. But it was always stuff like, a lot of that was me. You know, being a new kid, just, why you kind of, you know what I mean? The social impact goes on.
Right.
What you don't need to do, how you need to maneuver. And, yeah, bro, like, I just wasn't about to go like that in any setting. A lot of the fights and a lot of the, you know, me getting kicked out. I went to Johnson, Johnson in D.C. I wasn't allowed. I got brawl outside. I wasn't doing something. I was never very.
Now, when you say brawl, was it like a 5-on-1? Was it you and your boys versus you and them? Well, just paint the picture. Like a whirlwind.
Like a whirlwind, bro. That's the first time I ever, like, got, like, put in handcuffs, bro. Like, the first time I ever, like, you know what I'm saying?
What happened?
You said what?
What happened?
That's like, it's several times, like, I didn't get locked up, but I got taken down to the station. Middle school, one time I was on U Street, I got picked up off the street. It was, like, 4 in the morning, 4 or 5 in the morning, the paddy wagon picked me up. I mean, it's just, it like, he literally, like, just threw me in the back of that joint and took me, because, like, it was so many times I just got picked up as like, a youngin'. But to me, it wasn't, like, big. It was, like, a big deal. But, like, as I got older, and I, you know what I'm saying, I'm in a space of, like, privilege, and, like, I'm talking to, you know, my homies, my OBs, people that, like, they have very different life experiences. I'm like, bro, when I was like 11, 12, you know, through certain things, and like, I didn't think that was a big deal or anything. It was just like a Tuesday.
Just ran Tuesday, went to school, and got picked up that night. Oh, we lost him. Is he back?
Yeah.
All right, we're back. I thought I lost you for a second.
Yeah, not, this is
good old Facebook. Can always count on Facebook. All right, you can still see me, right? Yes, sir.
All right,
we're back in business. So, I want to fast forward to, real quick on the Kettering experience, because that's where we overlapped at in the middle.
I'm trying to remember how much you remember from Kettering, bro, because my Kettering experience was like a multitude of like.
I remember meeting you. I remember getting cool with you on in-school suspension because me and you were there often. I remember finally linking up the freestyle battles in in-school suspension. And then I remember you getting to a fight one day and being gone. That's as far as it goes.
Really?
I don't remember the timeline of the pieces. I don't even know if the fight led to the you being gone. But I do remember a fight and then you disappearing one day. The timeline of those is where I get fuzzy at. Yeah, like I remember. Yeah, like I remember fights, and then I remember one day you were gone. I don't know if they're correlated.
I've gotten more fights than my it's just like my time before being 17 that I don't even like remember. Like, when I was a Wheatley, there's like elementary, so like, but they merged it, so like elementary and middle, so it was Wheatley and Ryan together.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, like I fought every day, single day in that school. Like me and my sister literally. And like I'm talking about sometimes 2-3 times a day. Even to my last day at school, I thought like as my folks come to pick me up from the classroom, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, 'cause I was always a new kid, bro, so you gotta realize.
I was about to ask that. So like Is it the new kid thing? Is it like, all right, they always want to fuck with the new kid? And you're, and you being you, you can't, you said you can't go like that, so like you have to.
It's that, and also like, I wasn't an angel, but I wasn't fucking with people. And like, I was, okay, so after a while when I understood what it takes to like, to be cool with people at certain schools, who's cool at certain school, how to, you know what I'm saying, the hierarchy, because really it's sociology, like, me being a sociology, like, major now, like, me graduating as a sociology major now, I think that has a lot to do with me going to a lot of different schools and environments. I was able to see, like, okay, going to this school in Southeast D.C., you could fight 3-4 times that day, and they'd be like, we wouldn't have us mention. Going to school in Adirondack County in Glen Burnie, you fight one time, all school probably in the street, you likely to go to jail, or they treat you like you a menace to society. I'm like, bro.
Absolutely.
Even cursing, like, saying a bad word, and I was going to alternative school, so, like, it's an alternative school. Rules apply to that of students who have alternative behaviors, let's go with that, alternative, like, realities.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what goes on in the school? Like, most people in there, like, I was on house arrest in there, like, I was on house arrest. Other people, like, going, like,
Wait, how'd you end up, pause, how'd you end up on house arrest? Okay.
The act of you cussing out a teacher or something, you getting into somebody, like, that's not bad. But when you, like, go to, like, a different area and environment where certain things are demonized and, like, they couldn't imagine of, like, I mean, just the mentality is very different. So, when I was switching, I always get in trouble because I would switch.
Mm-hmm.
And I would carry my behavior. I'm like, why can't I do this over here? No one even say anything to me. And I do this over here. And I get a 10-day suspension before I get expelled out of school.
Right. Right.
So the brawl was like a 2-on-1 situation, but then it turns like 3-on-1, and then they try to jump me, and then but like, a lot of it is I had some homies who I was cool with that were like, older, and they had like you know what I'm saying, we used to just like go off and do stuff out of school, and so they put up in a van.
The A-team pulled up. Crazy. I want to ask, is all this is happening with you, what's mom and the sisters and pops talking about as you're home? Like, you're coming home after a long day, 3-4 fights. Ma Duke sees you and says what?
Like 7-8 times. So really wasn't like just that 1 year. So it wasn't like an out of the normal thing.
Right.
It was more like what degree or what level with this was this, and I don't remember ever having like a stern talking to her. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get in trouble. Like, my mom has, like, you know what I'm saying? I had somebody we like called Daddy Tony. He's like a family and friend type stuff. He like come like try to rush me up once or twice. I think that like once, and then other than that, I don't. And that was Ed Ketterer, actually. That's Ed Ketterer.
Yep. See, full circle.
That was Ed Ketterer.
Which Miss Brown?
The librarian.
Absolutely.
Bro, one day she came in class and
oh, she used to love you.
Bro, and she beat me with a yard like a lot.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, and it wasn't, I'll never forget this, bro, because I was like, I ain't do nothing.
At all. The one time this nigga know I ain't do a damn thing, Miss Brown just pulled up on him with the yardstick and got the walk up. I remember that shit. What the fuck?
I was like, what?
What type of demonic shit?
My grandmother gave her like the permission to do that. And that was the thing that blew me. And I told my grandma, I was like, Mama, honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you, that woman ever touched me again. I remember her just always eating like a tuna fish. That was some type of like.
Yeah, bro. And she smoked cigs, so her breath was kicking. Quick commercial break. Hero Experiment 301. We'll be right back, my man Noah. We're going to get in some more of the high school life. And then the point where we turned all this shit around. Because you know we turned all this shit around. We'll be right back with Experiment 301.
We'll start with early high school. Where do we start? What's the first high school you go to?
First high school I go to is Old Mill.
It's Old Mill? Oh, no, Old Mill. Right down in Arundel.
Yeah.
So what happens to Old Mill? Are you playing any sports at this time, by the way? Because it seemed like you got a passion for boxing and mixed martial arts or something at this point. So have you joined any sports? Are we trying to get this out in any way?
I play football, and funny, like you talk about, because I really took all that. You know what I'm saying? Not to say like, you know, football. Honestly, bro, saved my life. That was my head in the grade. That was the only time like I actually went and something ever. Like I was like. Because it's like just an aggression sport.
Absolutely.
I played for Glen Arden too, though.
Oh, yeah. Go very, very bad.
Glen Arden is like the Juvie team. Like, Glen Arden is like.
I remember Glen Arden Rex. I remember the Glen Arden Rec Center would always be crazy, so I could only imagine.
Bro, I played for Palma Pop. We used to be playing. I played for Palma Pop. We used to have, like, the practice field, like. It'd literally be like, yo, like, practice either early or later because these are, like, they shooting out here.
Yeah.
I've been playing all these Titans, and that's the first time, like, I think I really got, like, not the first time. I mean, like, I mean, it was like a drive by one over from me, like, because we used to leave or elementary, and that was used to practice. Was also, I arm my leg to this day, where, like, all the way up my.
People don't realize about Redskins Stadium, right? Like, every neighborhood outside of Redskins Stadium is a little, yeah. Like Redskins Stadium is smack dab in the middle of the hood. Like,
but that thing, like, when I say, you can jog to the Falcons Stadium, like, 5 minutes, and, like, I say, I don't know how much you know about, like, you know, I don't know, but these shit, like,
yeah, man.
This is renovated. Like, this girl said that renovated. This is like, you know, yeah.
that's a trend. Because I'm thinking about M&T Bank, and I'm thinking about M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, too. And I'm really thinking about it. It's smack dab in the middle of the city, but if you make two lefts, it can get dark for you. So,
if you think about we get the most property, the valuable property, and build a whole entire stadium, that big park of everything like that. It's not in Buckhead. It's not in Laurel. Not
true.
The harbor near Baltimore is in the areas where, like, y'all, like, it used to be projects here.
Yep. And now we can tear all that shit down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause right now, it's like, that's like not too far from Keith, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like, going up there, like, Apple Heights. Like, that ain't.
Like,
and there's parts of PG that are just as bad as so many people come. Like, I moved out of DC. And, like, not say everybody from DC bad. They, like, the crime wave, the activity is moving by the gentrification.
Oh yeah, like it's not. That's the thing. PG, you get a spectrum. I think it's separated by the Beltway, inside the Beltway, outside the Beltway. There's the Bowie, the Marlboros, the Church Roads, and then there's the Landovers, the Capitol Heights, and the Sea Pleasants. It's balance. It's all about balance. You know, it's all about balance. So back to high school. After Old Mill, we end up where?
I went to 8th grade at Old Mill North, after there, I ended up in an alternative. I did a lot of Mill, a lot of that, not my fault. It was circumstantial. And what ended up happening was that we got into a lot of, and it was really what warranted it. They tried to say that, like, I was part of a gang. The stuff I was doing was a part of, like, drugs and guns.
The shit they try to release you to. Like, yeah, all this crazy shit.
Like, I was just violent, da da da. Like, apparently, like, we made it onto, like, this just gang list. Like, this Santa Rosa County gang list or whatever.
Fuck?
Yeah, I know, bro. I know. It was so crazy. Like, it was so crazy because, like, I remember, like, and one day it was like, you know, I'm saying all this hype because of work, and I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, like, I asked my public defender, like, yo, I got what that got going on? Like, these people here for you. I was like, what?
Shit, never mind. I picture like the small little frail dude.
Yeah, the water boy was like, one of them was small, bro. He wasn't like small. Like, and they got some fuck, like, it was like, it's weird. I can't, it was like a weird beef. And I'm like, bro, why? But it was a beef with some of my homies. And like they were acting like they were like a legit gang. And all of them was like in this. Like, it was like a bunch of boss and one dude now. And like, I'm still like the newest kid because of high school. And I just remember like not going like that, bro. I was like, yeah, like.
It seems to be a common thread in a lot of these stories. Like, you just can't go like that no matter where you are.
That's pretty much what it is.
And I want to give some people some background of the don't go like that mentality, because you go like that once in one of these schools, you're food the rest of the time you're there. So you can't show weakness at all. This entire time, you can't go like that at all, or you will always have to go like that.
Yeah, you got to depend on that, bro.
Off rip.
Realize what the stuff like I said before, you know, something I got into an old myth. Honestly, bro, I didn't really finish any, like, of my years. Like, I didn't finish the school term 6th grade or 8th grade or that freshman year of high school. So, like, I don't know how they just kept passing them, bro. Like 8th grade, I got to keep that old man course, like, I think 2-3 weeks beforehand. I stopped going to school for, like, a month
You too, and if you do, I'll edit it out. Came together with knives, or were they sharing a knife? Was it like the birthday cake cutting situation? Were they all home?
Right, and we can't have that.
wearing that in this suit like a crazy super brawl.
Was my dude safe during all this?
He was.
Okay, good.
He was slammed on the caravan. My other friends started breaking out fighting, so everybody fighting all the three. There's a white lady, she's like frozen.
It's always the one random white lady that just so happens to be there.
Just be there, right. The long story short, it turned out bad, whatever. And, I think the cops came out something. And my mom told him, I
said,
and I'm like, Umbrella really had no sufficient law to like, Kevin, if you punch me 30 times, I hit you back once, we're both getting charged with assault.
Absolutely. We both get the same charge in the state, which is bullshit.
That's one reason why I probably not, why I'm definitely probably never moving back home, because I don't feel like I can adequately defend myself and all my family. That's right. But when I realized that, I was like, bro, like, you know, one, he said that I started it too, which wasn't, you know what I'm saying? But two, like, I could, I saw him in a way that I felt like I needed to, and that started like a whole, like, suspension, get kicked out of school, all those other one thing. But getting to a point,
that's what I said when you said the DA got involved. I'm like, over fighting some 14-year-olds? They try to give y'all RICO charge?
So what they believed to be going on was not completely accurate. Now, what they did try to do was paint us as the actual guys who got info, which was the gang.
Mm-hmm.
They try to say that, you know, the issue would be for the activity, which is, you see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get like made music. Sometimes we did dumb stuff. It was kids.
Right.
But actual people who, you know, issues with, they doing, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more weed, right? Whatever it was. And they tried to remind us that in application. And, like, my homies at the time were like, they were like, guilty, you know, people, you know, other than like one dude. I'm more like very shows. Realize, I was like, bro, honestly, you know, like, you can say all that stuff on me. So, like, you know, like, the whole going and all.
So,
that
you're taking more charges for your friends?
I don't want to say I hate this charge, but it really felt like I hate this
charge. I was about to say, the more you describe it, make it sound like you was a hungry hippo, my nigga. It make it sound like you ate the charge.
And nobody else got charged with nothing.
So a whole brawl ensues, and the only person who gets charged is you.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit, man. That's that shit.
I think they try to draw that out, you know what I'm saying? So, it was just ways that they did it, and I realized about the system, like, because something so small. Like, and they literally said, like, I'm inciting a riot. Like, I incited a riot. And so, like, that was like one of the counts. So, I mean, yeah, I just crazy because, like I said, back, like, when I was going to East Olympia or any place else, like, a fight is a fight.
Right, like, something like that can happen on, like, any day, and this is over.
Yeah, and then you go back to your crib, like, as long as nobody pulled no guns, you're in the interval, you know what I'm saying, pretty much fine. But,
yeah, like, cops won't even, like, handcuff you more often than not in PG if it's just a fight. They'll just take you home and just...
So I remember they picked me up, man, and, you know, that was that, and then the school also, they told me I couldn't go back to that school because they said, my mom likes to tell her, like, every time I go to school, I start riots, so, like, I'd be throwing those kind of signals at her. This is not my grandma,
Hey, like the Boondocks every time Riley throw the chair and niggas just break.
I don't know, man. I just think for me it wasn't that deal. But it, my mentality was that is my norm. So I'm tripping like that. That's
right.
How you moving? Because the way you live.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you end up getting charged. What ends up being the sentence? What ends up happening from this?
Alternative school, house arrest. Then I violated house arrest. And then social services involved and removed me from home. So I had to live with my grandmother. I moved to the district with my grandmother, like back with her. So we moved into them. At this time, I probably moved like, if you think about sixth grade, let's say 11th, that's sixth grade, I moved from Williamsburg, like being a Riverdale, to like North Carolina, like moved around there, came back, was living in Kettering, then going to this school, then you see grandmother on my side, like said, dad, then going back to my mother, then going with my mom, then going back to my grandmother.
We're up to like 12 right now.
Yeah, so like at that point, this is all like in 3 years, two, 3 years. So like, when I finally got grandmother last night after I got kicked out of school, that's when I ended up there, but I don't know, I'm trying to a little.
All right, so how long have you had these started, alternative school, and when did you leave that one? I know, I'm really asking you to dig into the memory bank here on this episode. Was that for the house arrest violation?
I think they locked me up initially. If I remember correctly, they locked me up initially.
Okay.
And then, because it's really like the way, actually I got my court files, bro. That's what's so crazy, because all you see is detained, and then like the house arrest, okay, detained, house arrest. I'm just looking at these dates, I'm looking at these court files, looking at things and stuff like that. As a blessing, I wasn't even able to get them. Just trying to get my record. Because my school record, my whole thing is like this.
It gotta be super thick.
Like, bro, I seen it and I tried to go through it, and you know what I'm saying? She said I couldn't have it at the time, but like when I saw it, I was like flipping the random stuff, like, and it was like, no one choked this boy out at the basketball court and did this and that. I was like, I don't ever remember.
He's like, sound like me, but nah, it's not. Nah.
Yeah, but they had sworn statements from everybody, so I was like, oh, all right. But yeah, nah, so let me make sure I go to the break, right? So I think what happened, I mocked up for that, and then be on house arrest, and then by like, so at this point in the time, like, and then falling all over me. As a private guardian, you can say something like, I don't want home anymore. Mm. You automatically violate. Because at that point, they're leaving their care and custody of you. And so, basically, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it could literally be, yo, what do you do? I just don't want them around anymore. That's it.
Right.
They don't have to have a cause. Because you know, at that point, you're technical. Outcast or something for the jail. When you're already in the facility, well,
Poly Code is much different.
Bro, is it? I've gotten so many fights for nothing, bro. For nothing. I've gotten dumped for nothing. You know, do you remember Khalil?
Of course. Real world tall Khalil? Light skin cuss?
No. He's not tall. I'm sorry, Khali.
Khali, yeah.
I was locked up with Khali, bro.
Really?
I got in a four-way brawl because of Khali.
Sounds about, not gonna hold you, sounds about right.
But like, the thing about it is, I was in a holding cell, and it was picking on Khali. And like, I'm like, I ain't seen Khali in years. Khali ended up getting committed level A. He got committed level A, so I think he was supposed to do 8 months.
Zombie kind of zoned out. Yeah.
And a lot of people wanted to be hurt, but because it kind of numb feelings or whatever, and it kind of made whatever time and it easier. Some people only go on, but some people were there for like a couple weeks, couple months, couple days. Some people was years. Some people was there a year, whatever. They didn't think they were going home, and they didn't. So some people were just doing dead time, doing time till you get to your sense of episode. He ended up getting my expenses and we just stuck, bro. Bothering with my sister's own twins, another dude. And after a while, he made himself for like, what, like, I'm through. I was like, bro,
right.
And these three, like I said, they twin, third dude, that's a homie. And you can tell when somebody's don't even like care about themselves, nobody else, and that's really what that was. I remember they threw some applesauce, but they threw something. I'm like, bro, we really gotta do this, man. Yeah. And I'm thankful today I did not lose that. I got cornered by three dudes in a jet still, and I did not lose that.
That's a dub.
I don't know if I would say I won it necessarily.
Not losing is one in the win column in that situation. That's in a dub column.
That definitely got my list. So the only thing that stopped it was like,
PG cops at that time, bro, was just protocol. that's just how they was moving. Like, the slam on the ground shit, the hood of the car, all that.
Yeah. He was also the dude that used to come out here. Like, I remember beating up Jack Lizzie. Like, he was just a different dude.
He was just happy to do it. Like, he one of those.
Bro, y'all seen me get jumped by three people. Like, y'all gonna watch it. So, you gonna treat me like I'm the dude, and I have braces in my mouth. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you did. So, it's blood everywhere at this point.
Blood everywhere. I remember Judge Dawson going up to my 40. I look crazy. I got applesauce on, and like, I got like three classes. Wow. And I remember he sent me home, and I was like, but I was only in jail one night. So, in one night,
it's a food fight, it's a 3-on-1 brawl, it's slam by. Damn.
Yeah, so like that's just one of the times I remember fighting while I'm the up and I got jumped while I got like a ton of time. So like, I wouldn't fuck that, but I got jumped. Like that is stuff that can happen in a very short period. Like, you just do whatever you're doing. Somebody mad about something you said, or you don't even think about it, that kind of just like it blew blood. But that was the type of environment. So when I get locked up, come back out, I used to have that same mentality, you feel me? Like,
yeah, like, can happen in a moment's notice. You always got to be on edge.
And then when you look at alternative school, people are coming out of similar situations, sometimes worse situations. So, like, dudes in there be having real chuckers. Like, they be having real, like, guys. They young, but they, you know what I'm saying? There's some dudes this and that, but there's some stuff. You just like, bro, like, I don't know how you was in 25 for that. So, yeah, I was really mentality at that point. And me dodging by that, me being at that age, it was right. And we got the same crash. Literally, our competitor being locked, because she was for us, and what a big thing, because it started of like grade, started becoming like even ballet, like great. And I was in it. We didn't get like a GPA.
Hold on, time out. No, the audio keep going in and out real quick. Hold on.
Alright.
It was whatchamacallit.
Actually, let's take a quick pen. We're gonna switch to Messenger again because at least it was picking up the words. We're gonna switch right back.
Alright,
cool. Told you we was gonna have a long one. We're an hour in. I have another hour for my next podcast, so we're good money. Check me, should I still record and stuff on me?
This one's supposed to be tricky, but I don't like to assume what you say about assuming analysis.
Still going?
Yeah, it's
31 minutes for number two.
Alright, we're back. Yep, I hear you. So, before we had our technical difficulties, we were talking about some of the juvie in and out. So, I want you to tell me how much time total you spend in the juvenile system, and then what was your last time going?
So, total, in the system, not like for the one hand, but like, like 14, like 17, 18. All right.
I might be. I'm not sure. I'm bad with names.
Just us and a lot of everybody at some point in PG County. At least juvenile-wise, he done locked up my uncle when he was a youngin', my sister. I didn't mention, my sister was on house arrest with me at times while being on house arrest. We were on house arrest together. Oof. I support being the monitor at my crib months after, because they just assumed that at some point in time, one of us was on house arrest.
Full score, Abraham Lincoln, yada yada yada. Stakes game is this? Under the impression that started the upward trend. So what started the upward trend?
Oh man. Okay, so
Like, period. Like, you can't go visit your mom if you're seeing them. And it's because you're missing, like, months on end of school for different various things. Because they had nothing to go off of. They're just, he's quiet, what the fuck, da da da.
Christian retreat, and I did not want to go. I
And I remember that the Christmas tree was like 500 or something. And, you know what I'm saying? The dude was like, you know, how much do you really want to go? Like, no, I'm not about to go, da da da. My mom made him give him the money. And at that moment, then he heard the change in my body. He was like, I need that too. And I wasn't going to show up, I wasn't going to go. It was this Christian retreat in Tennessee, Cleveland, Tennessee. And the whole time I'm planning on how I'm going to get out. The whole time. And at this point, I already know that I had violated, you know? So, like, because beforehand, my grandmother tried to take me to the jail, right? And they don't admit you to the jail in that way. You can't drop somebody off at jail.
Like, yeah, that's not really how that works.
Yeah, so, and the next time I end up, and I don't think I would tell anybody this part, but, like, the next time I end up going to court, in where everybody sit, I was the whole day at court, and like, I had a warrant out, so the judge seen me, I seen him, and they never called me for it. Like, okay, so I guess I'm going home.
There we go, I was about to say, I wouldn't ask no questions. Yeah, so we're up to four.
I might as well go ahead and run. Like, just run them. And, I'm saying, just take whatever money I got and just do what I need to do and just get all the way out of the fight. And, well, I'm going to go for sure, but I just remember that trip, man, literally saved me.
Thus concludes part one of the Noah McQueen interview, focused on all of the parts of his journey before he went on that retreat and really started to change his life around for the better. Part two is going to be focused on all the activities he was included in post this retreat, all the ways he took, the physical, tangible steps he took towards becoming the man he is today, and a little bit of the work he's doing in his community to this very day. Thank you for listening to part one. Tune in to part two coming out this Friday.